Hi, thanks for listening to My Two Cents. I'm Tim, and this is episode 73. I have got to get this mic set up going for my podcast. I want to get it working. I was thinking about doing it, was that 2 weeks ago? And then last week I didn't do the podcast at all. I think I need to give it a crack on the weekend. And this might be my last good opportunity to do it because my roommate Joe did offer to be a guest interviewee at some point, and I only want to do that once I get this alternate mic set up so that I'm not having us both talking to my phone, because I don't imagine that'll sound very good. So I'm going to need to figure that out this weekend. Probably Friday's a good day to do it, but knowing me, I'm just going to want to not do anything all weekend. Yeah, so that's that. I am also just kind of thinking through all the crap I need to do to move. Yeah, there's a lot when it comes to, if you think about all the crap that, like, I think, oh, it's an apartment, cool, that's all I need, but then it's like, well, no, you got to do heat, and then if your stove runs on gas, that's also connected to heat, because it's all gas-powered typically. Then there's the electric, which is a separate thing to set up. And both of those, I couldn't set them up online, even though they said you could. So I was kind of mildly annoyed. And then I called them, and they're like, oh, I was able to set it up. And I'm sitting there going, "What? Why am I so stupid? Why couldn't I get this?" And then when I went back and checked, I think it's because I entered Avenue instead of Street for Monroe, which is the address. So it might have just been user error. It's quite likely that's all it was. But, you know, it could have just been my work computer's firewall wasn't letting things submit. Who knows? The weird thing about that is they'll let me get to YouTube or, like, all sorts of random shit. But then, like, if I try to go to certain forum boards, and usually I'm end up on forum boards because I don't, other than Reddit, which at this point, is it even a forum board? It's almost more social media. I don't have a Reddit account, but most people do, or a lot of people do, and whatever. I'm not saying that I don't have a Reddit account to try and diffuse the amount of time and investment I have in browsing that site. I certainly spend a good deal of my time doing that, unfortunately. I try to just limit it because I think I'm going to have vices. I may as well throw them at things that are relatively harmless. Wow, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah, the firewall at work. Other than Reddit, I don't ever go on forum boards unless it's to look something up in terms of, like, how to do something, you know, tips and tricks for, I was trying to figure out how to play a really weird video format because a client had come in to do testing, and I was trying to figure that out. And I ended up just needing to get admin rights on my computer and using a built-in app that you could only run, built-in meaning pre-downloaded internal to UL, that you could only run if you were an admin. So that was nice, because now I'm an admin on my machine, which, for whatever reason, they don't allow, because they don't want you downloading a bunch of viruses and shit, which I'm like, you can get them even if you're not an admin, so I don't know why you're making this a stink, but whatever. But, like, certain forum boards are blocked, but YouTube isn't, and Facebook isn't. So it's like, okay, like, what's... I mean, I guess you could find educational videos on YouTube, but I fail to see the workplace purpose of Facebook. Now, if people are like, oh, what if they want to use it at lunch? Okay, sure. But then you can make that argument for any website, really. I mean, so why block any of them? I don't know. It's kind of strange. But, yeah, that's that. Yeah, I'm a little bit sleepy. I think partly because I was up late. I am so... One of the reasons I'm really glad I'm moving is the commute from... I'm realizing this now. I really did not set this up to get a good amount of sleep ever in terms of my schedule on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays, because my goal is to go swimming on those days, which means I have to go to the gym that's far, far away from my apartment. So if I work my normal hours and, you know, take the train that drops me off around 5:20... I then need to hop on a bus, which is anywhere from a 3 to 10 minute wait, typically. And then that's a 15 to 20 minute bus ride, because it's rush hour. And then I get off and I go to the gym, and it's another 5-minute-ish walk to the gym. So we're talking, I'm not getting to the gym till 6. Okay. And then I do my swim and my regular weightlifting thing, and then I stretch. And so typically that's like 2 hours. So I'm leaving fairly consistently around 8. It's then a solid, if I'm walking fast, 45-minute walk back to my apartment. I could try to take a bus, but I, you know, they're not going by that frequently, and I don't want to stand in the cold and wait, so I usually end up just walking. And then I've also, when I'm actually eating to my diet plan, swinging by Jewel to pick up vegetables and, you know, whatever supplies I might need that I don't have kind of thing, which I've been doing the last couple of days as well. So, you know, I do that, and then it's after work hours, even if it's 9, it's still kind of busy at this Jewel, so, you know, it takes a little while to get through that, and then walk back, finish the walk back. It's 9:30, and in order for me to get my usual, try to get 8, it's more like 7.5 hours of sleep, I gotta be in bed at 10:30, because I get up at 6:20 or so. Okay, so now I have an hour to cook, eat, play guitar, do a podcast. There's not a lot of time there, and for 2 straight nights, I've actually done all of those things, and I'm just like, I literally wasted zero time from the moment I left work to, and, you know, I'm like, I'm reading a book on the train, so I don't consider that a waste of time, I consider that positive relaxation time, and I'm doing this meditation app. I've tried 4 different meditation apps now, I'm not happy with any of them, but I'm trying to do that on the train as well, and, you know, I'll listen to some music or whatever, but, you know, when I'm walking. So, and I'll even, you know, when I'm speaking to my family, I'll call them on the way back to the from the gym during that walk as well. So I'm, like, doing, like, multitasking, getting super efficient, whatever, and I'm still, like, getting into bed around 10:45, 11. So I'm just going, when I move, I will then be, I think I'm going to be saving at least an hour every day that I do this, because I'll be getting back closer to 5, not 5:30, because it's a faster train, because there's an express line that's really nice. It cuts through most of the stops and then just drops me right at mine. So that's really helpful. And then on top of that, it's only a 20-minute walk to the gym instead of a 20-minute bus ride after a 10-minute wait or a 45-minute walk. So that's nice. It might be 25 minutes, but whatever. You know, it's not that much. So I could get to the gym a half an hour earlier. I get back from the gym probably a full hour earlier, because I won't be going to the grocery store on the way back, because there's a grocery store right around the corner from me. So I won't have to do that. And so, I mean, I'm thinking this through, I'm saving myself at least an hour every night. So even if I'm as uber efficient as I've been, and I can get in 20 minutes of guitar and a podcast episode and cooking dinner and still have an hour to screw around or do something else or clean my room for once, you know, whatever. So yeah, that'll be good. I think I'm kind of excited for that. Yeah. I'm also, concerned a little that I'm speaking too quickly and people aren't hearing what I'm saying. Like, it's half muttering and mumbling and half kind of, it's like syllables tripping over themselves. It's concerning for 2 reasons. Number one, because I don't think I'm being heard and I need to be clearer when I speak. And I'm noticing this even as I do this podcast. So I'm trying to modify my pacing. That's one thing I think that this podcast is helpful for, especially if I decide to get over my, I don't want to say self-loathing, but certainly I don't like hearing myself at all. So, you know, if I can get over that and actually listen to it, it'll be a bit of feedback on how I'm actually speaking. So that's part of why it's concerning. It's also concerning because of my sordid mental health past and history. It is a symptom of me not doing so well or being so well. And so if I'm speaking really, really fast and not making any sense, that's a problem. So that's also getting into a little bit of last week's break, but yeah, anyway, I don't know, I definitely been more self-conscious of that, mostly because of some things that were brought to my attention from my family. So I don't think it is going to be anything, but we'll see. I'm just monitoring it and being very, very damn careful, as they would say. So, yeah. I don't know if I have a whole lot else. I guess I have a lot of things going on at work now, which is nice. Still kind of boring, but there's a lot of boring, which then makes it exciting almost, because it's like, there's a lot that I could get done. And I've also definitely noticed I am super, super, super productive right up until lunch, and then I eat, and then I go on a run, which I've been running again at work, which is great. And then I come back, and I am toast. Like, I'll get some stuff done in the afternoon, and I think I'm doing better than I was when I was at my laziest, where I felt like I was putting in 20% effort. And now I'm probably putting in 40% effort, which is, I mean, I would say it's still inadequate, and it is, but it's certainly functional, and people are not displeased with how I'm working. I think they're generally finding me acceptable. So, you know, I'm just going to keep it there. But the other thing is, it's not like school where you crank it all the way up to 100% and you go and then you're done and then you take a nice break. You know, work is always there. It's never going away. So if I crank it to 100% nonstop, I will burn out. So I'm just trying to figure out where my effort needs to sit so that I can do the most without screwing off too much, but screwing off enough to be able to keep at it, you know. And some people are like my family, where they can just go 100% every day, all the time, not stop, and, you know, just make me feel like a total lazy-ass piece of shit, because they're just constantly on it. But I don't know, that's just how they are. I don't function that way. I'm not trying to justify my laziness by saying, oh, it's just not me, that's not me. I think I certainly am capable. I have done that before, and I will do that. It has to be very compelling, convincing, for, you know, really good reason for me to do that. Because to me, that trade-off is very rarely worth it. It's not that I don't think I'm strictly speaking being lazy, not working at my maximum capacity. It's that if I were to work at maximum capacity, I don't think it would make a measurable impact on my performance, how much I get done, making the world a better place through my job. Like, I don't think me going 100% really improves any of those things significantly, and certainly not to the level that it's worth the expense on my personal well-being it would be. So I don't know if that makes sense. I'm kind of talking in circles again, which is probably an indication it's a good time to call it. So I think I'm going to call it. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.